This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Atlantic hurricane season this year was expensive. Estimates vary depending on what you measure and over what period of time, but we are talking up to $400 billion in damages between Harvey, Irma, and Maria. Here's one of the key challenges after the destructions that storms like that bring: where to live during the cleanup. FEMA helps pay for a place to stay while homes get rebuilt for some people, but what if there's just no temporary housing to come by where you are? That's the case in Rockport, Texas, which before Harvey had about 10,000 people living there. Marketplace's Andy Euler went to check in on their recovery.
These days, Angela Trevino, her two young kids, and her husband are living in their storm-damaged house, but they're confined to just the living room.
We had flooding. We have roof damage, which we have tarps on. The roof damage was inside as well because there is mold that is now starting to grow.
She knows that's a health risk. She applied for FEMA assistance to pay for a different place to live, but
I was not granted temporary housing, nor was I approved for that $400 through Red Cross as well, as many times that I've attempted to.
FEMA says Trevino should keep appealing, but she says she's done. And even if she was given money to get a hotel room or a short-term rental, there aren't many options in Rockport.
If you applied for FEMA, you know that when you called the number, they said, yeah, we can place you, but we're going to place you in San Antonio.
That's Trevino's boss, Kristen Barnaby, Rockport's district attorney. She says it's bad enough the DA's office had to move out of the flooded city hall and is now housed in an old motorcycle shop. She's not going to ask her staff to commute from San Antonio, more than 150 miles away.
And the practical reality, it's nobody's fault. It's just the practical reality of that is when they placed them in San Antonio, they were gone forever. They're not coming back.
Up to a third of the town's residents are now living elsewhere. Craig Griffin runs a restaurant in Rockport called Charlotte Plumbers. He says it's a constant struggle to keep staff.
When we first got started, I had 9 cooks. The storm hit. I came back, I had 5, so I'd lost 4 of them, and it was only because of no place to live.
When those cooks and workers like them move away, it shrinks the tax base. Rockport's mayor, C.J. Wack, says it's already eating into how he pays for police, fire, and waste collection.
If you have a place to put your workforce, then you have availability of people to assist the businesses that are reopening and then can contribute toward the economic recovery of the community.
Mayor Wax knows his town's recovery depends on temporary housing so people can rebuild permanent homes. County Judge Burt Mills says he doesn't expect people to pay taxes on houses that aren't there anymore.
If my house was gone, blown away this year, and I got a tax statement, I'd say, I'm not paying my tax. I don't have a house. What are you going to do?
But he says it's not just property and sales taxes. Rockport's a tourist town. Vacation rentals, fishing trips, weddings on the beach.
Our economy's in the toilet because our hotel motel tax is gone. Our venue tax is gone.
It was taking so long to get temporary housing options into the area, the state brought in 30 prefab homes for FEMA to distribute to storm victims. That led to a new kind of housing solution, where FEMA owns the units, but a Texas agency is essentially the landlord.
This is the first of its kind for FEMA.
That's Robert Howard, a FEMA spokesperson. He says it used to be that FEMA staff would check in on things like updating each family's rebuilding progress or making sure the unit wasn't damaged. Now, the Texas General Land Office takes care of that.
This really is a state-administered, locally managed program, and you know, we're just kind of the oil that's greasing that wheel to make that happen.
Residents in Rockport are thankful for any attempt at a housing solution, but many say these housing units should have been brought in months ago. Pete Phillips oversees the partnership at the Texas General Land Office.
I know it's frustrating for people because it's not happening yesterday, but to the greatest extent possible, we will speed up the process and continue, but we don't want to take shortcuts where people are impacted again.
Because Phillips knows if the state doesn't do this right, dot all the bureaucratic I's and cross all the T's, the General Land Office could wind up owing FEMA money. Or even worse, Texas residents could be handed a bill by the feds for their temporary housing. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.